Earth, the Microcosm of the Heavens, by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. The underlying message of the scriptures is that the Earth was designed in heaven's image. Although currently disrupted, it is modeled after heaven, and thus the Earth mirrors heaven. It is therefore a microcosm of heaven. Taking the scriptures literally, they teach us that this reflection includes every aspect of Earth, its activity and life. We see this demonstrated throughout God's Word. This divine principle is clearly demonstrated in the tabernacle. It was modeled after the true tabernacle in heaven, Hebrews 8, 1-5. The following comparisons between the earth and heavens are not figures of speech. They are not accompanied by like or as. That is, one thing is like or as another. Just like the earth, the heavens have intelligent inhabitants. For example, we read that around God's throne are 24 elders, Revelation 5, verse 4. Just like the earth, the heavens have been disrupted. For example, we read of the disruption of the world, which is the overthrow of cosmos. Thus, not only has the earth been disrupted, but also the whole system or order of God's universe, including the heavens. Just like the earth, the heavens have evil. For example, we read in Job 15, verse 15, that the heavens are not clean in his sight. Just like the earth, the heavens have animal life. For example, we read that when Christ returns to earth from heaven, he rides a white horse. Revelation 19, verse 11. Just like the earth, the heavens have territorial countries. For example, we read that the response to Daniel's prayer was delayed for 21 days in heaven by the Prince of Persia. Michael the Archangel had to be dispatched to help the messenger break free so that the message could be delivered to Daniel. Daniel 10, 2-21. Persia was a country on earth and in heaven. The nations of heaven have representatives, counterparts on earth. The countries of the earth mirror the relationships and conflicts currently in the heavens. Just like the earth, the heavens have armed forces. For example, we read of the armies in heaven, Revelation 19, verse 14. Just like the earth, the heavens have vegetation and food. For example, we read of the manna that came down from heaven that is called the grain of the heavens, Psalm 78, verse 24. This manna suggests farming, planting, tending, and harvesting, as well as processing and baking. Just like the earth, the heavens have fabric and clothing. For example, the scripture tells of the wearing of white linen in heaven, Revelation 15, verse 6. This clothing, since it is specifically said to be linen, flax, G 3043, suggests that the flax plant is planted, grown, harvested, milled, and made into clothing. Just like the earth, the heavens have precious metals and jewels. For example, we read that when the New Jerusalem, the capital city of the new earth, descends from God out of heaven, it is plainly built with materials which are familiar. These earthly materials mentioned have a heavenly counterpart. Note the materials that this city descending from heaven will have: jasper, gold, sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, sardonyx, beryl, topaz, chrysoprasus, jacinth, amethyst, pearls, Revelation 21, 18-21. Just like the earth, the heavens have musical instruments. For example, we read of the harps of God, Revelation 15, verse 2, and flutes and trumpets, Revelation 18, verse 22. Just like the earth, the heavens have topographical features. For example, we read of the mount of the congregation, Isaiah 14, verse 13, holy mountain of God, Ezekiel 28, verse 14. Just like the earth, the heavens have fire. For example, we read that fire came down from heaven, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1. Just like the earth, the heavens have water. For example, we read of the waters that are above the heavens, Psalm 148, verse 4. Just like the earth, the heavens have weather systems. For example, we read of the cloud in the day of rain, Ezekiel 1, 27-28, a rainbow, Revelation 4, verse 3, lightning and thunders, Revelation 5, verse 5, a whirlwind came, Ezekiel 1, verse 4.